TalkRadioEurope.net.
I can think of many stories that I've seen over the years. One in particular, for example, when you talk about a catalyst, one in particular I can remember was when a woman had been, that I knew, a woman, he was a boyfriend actually, it wasn't a husband, but he'd been abusive to her for a long, long time, and she'd always taken it and forgiven him. But he raised a hand to her child, and that was the day, that was it. Child up in the arms, bag, gone. End of story. So certain things were obviously in her mind. She obviously always thought, as long as he doesn't touch my child, I'll take the, you know, I'll take whatever's coming. But the moment he raised a hand to a child, that was the catalyst that got her out of there. So I suspect you see a lot of different types of catalysts, don't you?
I certainly do, yes. And your example there is one that rings true for a lot of victims of domestic violence. But there are also those that are aware that domestic violence is being inflicted on their children, who aren't in a position to leave themselves, or perhaps because they have got into a position where they minimise their own violence on themselves, then they also minimise the impact and effect on children. The amount of times that I hear people say that the incidents or the violence, you know, doesn't affect their children, they're in a different room, so they don't hear it, they don't see it. And of course, you know, children do see and children do hear, and they do pick up on all of those things, so they are affected. But that's a case of people minimizing the effects on them in order to cope in their own way with what's going on for themselves.
Yes. Very often if we're watching a television program, for example, and we see them attend a domestic violence call, especially when it's a fictitious program, say like, I don't know, The Bill or Casualty or something like that, they always give the impression that these people are just have no tolerance for these people because, oh, we get called every week and it's the same old thing and she's not going to press charges anyway. And there doesn't seem to be any understanding of the pressure that that person might be under not to press charges, or that it would be worse from the moment that they left or whatever. Is that something that as a police officer you have to be aware of?
I think one of the things with police officers is the majority of them, I mean, they're like everybody in all walks of life, but the majority of police officers go into that particular role because they want to make a difference, and they want to deal with people who commit crime. There's no doubt about that. And because of the amount of calls of a domestic violence nature, you know, after a while, officers, some officers, not all, become kind of blasé about how they deal with it, or because they turn up at a